So Kelly has an ingenious, she thinks, way for you to meet people if the dating apps are not working out and the bar scene is not what it used to be and all that.
Right.
So so go.
Okay. So it came to me out of nowhere, this genius idea. So someone is obviously moving on my road and there's a real estate sign on my lawn because we're the first house on the road. Sure. So I pass this sign every time, and it's a good-looking guy. You know, the real estate signs have the pictures of the people.
Yes, and they never quite look like that, but continue.
Correct. It's sort of like a selfie, say. So it's not like, you know, it's their Instagram, okay?
It's filtered. And
it's filtered, right. So there's his picture. I drive past him now every day multiple times, and there's his phone number. So it got me thinking, and I'm like, hey, here's a way for single people to meet. So you have the real estate guy, his name. You know he's successful, he's hardworking, he's probably making money because real estate is really good right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's a go-getter, he's an entrepreneur, okay? You can see if he's good-looking. Usually real estate people are good-looking because their mugs are like splashed over everything.
So how do you know that he's single?
Well, you don't. Now here's what you do.
Oh.
You have his phone number on top of it.
Right.
So you can either Google and look him up on Facebook and then find out the details that way, or... He also has a schedule out there, their schedule's out there because they do open houses. So take
so you
a
can
Sunday.
Stalk them. Okay, this is going to get someone arrested.
I don't think so.
I get it. Well, first of all, you don't know that they're single.
You don't know. That's what you have to
Second of all,
you
you're driving
out.
Around and following them to other people's homes.
I don't think you have to drive around and follow them. I think this guy, I feel like we're besties because I see him every single morning and every single day. I'm like, I think his name is like Brett or something. I'm like, hey, Brett, I'm talking to his face, right?
Is it Brett Davis?
I don't know.
Brett Davis. He has jingles. Oh, I wonder if we have that. Brett Davis. Yeah.
You know, he's a good looking bloke and he's got some facial hair and he's very well dressed. Oh, they also have really good clothing so they can take you out to a nice restaurant and won't show up looking like, you know, a jerk face. I'm telling you, single people, this is it. I used to go to a grocery store and just hang out in the produce section for someone to ask for my phone number. Sometimes I was like, oh, maybe I'll start going to church. Look, we get to the point where we're like, we can't meet anyone anymore. And look, it's right before our eyes. It's real estate people.
Okay. I get the idea, but I'm just saying I don't think it's as simple as that.
Well, listen, simple.
Let's say you have a job, okay? Like you have a salsa company,
yes.
Okay? And there was a point in the past where your phone number, your personal phone number was like available to the public.
Yes.
If some stranger called and said, hey, I saw you on that salsa sign. I think you're beautiful. Would you like to go for a date? What would you do?
If I was single back then.
No, but that's my point.
Maybe that's not the approach.
Okay. Thank you.
But you can find out where they are. What's an open house? Take a girlfriend or take a boyfriend, take a couple guys, go to an open house, go check out the house, strike up a conversation. They have to be nice and like they usually have warm cookies waiting for you. Have yourself a chocolate chip cookie, strike up a conversation, find out if the guy's single, and then get yourself in that way. You don't have to be so forward.
This has like a 1 in 100 chance of work. Okay, here, let me ask this question.
I don't know.
Has anyone actually met someone because you called the real estate number?
Come on, tell me that this is not somewhat of a good idea.
7-9 Coast. I want to see if there is proof of someone actually doing this. Because I wouldn't be surprised if people have tried this before. Said, God, you know, I keep seeing that guy's signs. He's selling a lot of nice houses. He's got the dough, and he is a handsome real estate man.
Yes, all the stuff is out there. You can Facebook them. You can Instagram them.
7-9 Coast. 792-6278. You actually met someone because you called their number on a real estate sign. I bet there's somebody.
Or I bet they went to an open house.
Let me ask this question. You saw, maybe not real estate, but you met because, and it doesn't have to be, you know, it turned into a marriage. You at least dated.
Yeah.
You met because you saw their number somewhere because of their business and you called it and you ended up on a date.
Okay.
7-9 Coast. I bet. Now you call us. Pretend our number is on a real estate sign with a dashing face like John Hatcher or something. 7-9 Coast. 792-6278. Okay? See if there's proof.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
People are thinking.
7-9 Coast. Or you can send us a if you want to stay anonymous, just make sure topic is the first word of your text message and text that message to 77,000, okay?
I just think if this works, can I just ask people to tag me? If it works, sure. They decide to take my idea, I hope you do.
Is this just a ploy to try to get more followers?
No, okay. I really think this is it.
Okay. 79COAST, 792-6278. If you stalked someone whose number you found on a sign, a la Kelly's plan, did you A, avoid arrest, B, dodge conviction,
wow,
or C, end up in a relationship?
All
or at
right.
least a date.
Listen, can we just even have a date? It doesn't have to be like I'm going to marry the guy.
So that's coming up, okay? We'll see if we get any calls. So far, it's not looking good. Hello?
No. Stop it.
Okay.